most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a start he'll be.
From Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. This is the football.
Oh, it's Bergen.
He's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Team Talk.
Are we underestimating North Melbourne?
Yes, a little bit.
No.
No? So, they will make September. Can they challenge the top four teams come finals football?
No.
It depends on where they're playing.
Okay. So, just say, for example, Adelaide and Adelaide.
They're not good enough.
No, they won't win. They won't win.
What about Collingwood at the G?
No, they won't win that.
Geelong at the G?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
They could beat that game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about Swans over in Sydney?
No.
No, but it'll be pretty close.
Okay, fair enough. Let's jump in to the next game, which is... What's the next game, Dills?
It is GWS Port Adelaide at Skoda Stadium on Saturday. GWS in Coniglio, Bunton, Brogan, Corns and Kennedy, and out... Bruce, Edwards, Folau, Palmer and Haynes. And for Port, in Hartlett and Schultz and out, Chaplin with a knee and Pfeiffer. Milestone, Daniel Pearce, 150 games.
How many outs and ins did GWS have, Dills? Can you just count them?
GWS?
Five outs.
So that's pretty much been the standard they've had all year, isn't it? They've been bringing seven plays in and out every week. Yeah. Do you reckon you can play... consistent, stable football when you're having that many changes on a weekly basis?
No.
Out of the senior players coming in for GWS, do you think that Dean Brogan will play next year, Lucas?
No.
What about James McDonald?
No.
Yes.
You think he'll play on?
Yeah.
Chad Corns?
No.
I think Chad Corns will. I think he's played pretty well. And who's the other old one they've got? Luke Power, do you think he'll play on pass next year?
Yes, Luke Power will.
Okay, who wins this game, boys?
I actually reckon Port.
Yeah. Port, but Giants will maybe challenge him a bit because he's down there.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Port just because Joe Schultz is in and I think he's a fine footballer. He had a shocking injury last time he played at Etihad, so hopefully they can get the job done. GWS, Kevin Sheedy's 1,000th game. Involvement in football, so that's coaching and playing, which is a fantastic achievement. Let's jump on to the next game, which is the derby or the derby, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Down at Patterson's, Fremantle in Zach Dawson, out Sutcliffe, and for West Coast in Mitch Brown and Swift, and for out Darren Class with a suspension and Rosa with a jaw, and the milestone Mitch Brown with his 50th game.
The derby. Probably the most important derby of recent times. Fremantle need to win this to play finals. West Coast need to win this to finish top four. Who wins and why? Lucas?
I think West Coast, but Fremantle might challenge him because Glass is out.
Yep.
He's got a suspension. Yes.
And Dylan, who do you think will win and why?
Yeah, it'll be tough, but I reckon West Coast will just get over the line.
Do you think it'll be high scoring or do you think Ross Lyon's defensive style will stifle West Coast and it'll be pretty miserly and just a slug?
It'll just be pretty high scoring because it seems like Freo never get high score games.
Yeah. True. So you guys are both going with West Coast?
Yep.
Fantastic. Let's move on to the next game, which is?
Yes, Collingwood versus St Kilda, but just before, sorry for the sound difficulties at the start. Collingwood versus St Kilda in Harry O'Brien, Dale Thomas, Sherrod Wellingham, Steele Sidebottom and Darren Jolly, and out Nathan Brown, Marty Clark, Cameron Wood, Simon Buckley and Colin Mooney. And in for Saints, Farron Rain, out Schneider with a leg.
Can you just read those ins for Collingwood again?
Yes, O'Brien, Thomas, Wellingham, Sidebottom and Jolly.
It's not a bad five players to be bringing back into your
Collingwood
team.
Collingwood are amazing. They're bringing five of nearly their best players in, and the people that are going out are nearly nowhere near as important.
Oh, you need to remember that they did play GWS last week, so obviously you would have rested a few players there. Saints are in good touch. They're playing good football. Can they challenge Collingwood, Lucas?
No, with that team coming up, no way.
So you think Collingwood will just get the job done?
Easy, yep.
Yeah. Dylan?
I think Saints will give them a bit of a run, but I think Collingwood's just going to be too strong.
Yeah. Which area of the ground or the game do you think Collingwood's too strong for St Kilda, Lucas?
Their midfield.
Their midfield?
Yeah, their middle half, yeah.
Okay.
And their defence is all around is pretty very strong, but mainly in their middle.
Okay. So you both are pretty tipping a pretty easy Collingwood win?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Let's jump on to the next game, which is the Lions versus Richmond, I believe.
Yes, down at the Gabba. In for Brisbane, Drummond, Rich, Karnesis, Green and Lysel. And out, Hawksley, Harwood, McKeever, Lester and Buick. And the new Jordan Lysel from the Oakley Chargers and Hawthorne.
Yep.
And for Richmond, in White, Griffiths, and Helbig and out Moore, D and Marich.
Good to see Jordan Lyle finally getting a go at Brisbane, taken from Hawthorn, and hasn't really had much opportunity up until now. The Tigers. How disappointed would you be if you were a Tigers supporter, boys?
I'd just be happy.
Oh, no, angry.
The last 3 weeks they've lost by under a kick.
Yeah.
They
played well at the start of the year.
Just unlucky for them.
Yeah, in the middle of the year, and then they just turned down as soon as they lost to Gold Coast and just didn't know what happened.
It's actually interesting. If you look at the form, Richmond's actually gone downhill since they beat Hawthorn, and Hawthorn's gone uphill since they lost to Richmond. So I don't know if that says anything, but it's just a form line that can't be ignored.
Marek hasn't been playing his best either in the ruck. He's a bit quieter.
I was all right last week, but who was he playing against last week? Cruiser was in good touch last week. Very good touch. So you can't have too much of a dig at him. Can the Tigers win up at Brisbane? And actually, who do you think would win and who do you think would be favourites going into this game, Lucas?
I think Brisbane will be going into favourites, but I think Richmond are going to win.
Okay, and Dylan?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough match. You can't really tell who's going to win because Brisbane play well at home, but you never know with Richmond.
All right, give us a tip. Yeah. Stop sitting on the fence. Give us a tip.
Brisbane?
All right. Let's move on to the next game of the round. Possibly the biggest blockbuster we've got going in the AFL at the moment.
Melbourne Gold Coast.
Oh, bottom, that's awesome.
The bottom two. Very, very close game. MCG on a Sunday. In for Melbourne, Cale Morton, Gisberts, Tapscott, Fitzpatrick, Tinnan and Magna. And out, Martin with a foot, Jetta with suspension and Nicholson with a jaw. And in for Gold Coast, Riscatelli, Sam Day and Aaron Hall. No outs because it's a Sunday.
Extended bench because it is a Sunday. The MCG is putting on extra security because they're expecting a massive crowd of three people to rock up to watch this one. It's going to be a fantastic game of football. Firstly, who wins?
Melbourne.
I'm going to go Gold Coast, actually.
I'm going to tip Gold Coast. How many touches for Ablett?
About 100 or something.
I'm guessing 63.
I'm going to go with 79 touches for Ablett on the weekend.
I'll go 64.
I got him as my captain.
I think that Melbourne may actually be tanking because they've brought Cale Morton back into the team. And I think... Oh, wait, no. I'll hold on until we get to the next game. Let's move on to the next game. So we're both going with Melbourne. No, Melbourne, and you're going with Gold Coast, Lucas. I'm going to go with Gold Coast as well. Carlton versus Sydney.
Okay. Down at Eddie Hag, in Simpson, Waite, Allard, Lucas, White, and out Dugan and Dale. And milestones, Jared Waite will be his 150th. And for Sydney, Mumford, Gordon, Morton, and Armstrong, and out Sam Reid with a knee injury. And new Mitch Morton for Richmond. And milestones, Ryan O'Keefe with his 250.
Congratulations to Rhino on his 250th game.
And Jared Waite.
And Jared Waite for his 150th. How much better is Carlton when Jared Waite's playing?
Extremely better.
If you had to put it in a percentage value, how much would you say? Are they 50% better, 30% better with Waite?
60%.
60%, he's that important for them?
He's probably number one forward. When you have him in, he's probably the only key forward for Carlton. Like, you've got Betts taking all the hard get balls in the forward line, and he's the only one really at the moment doing all the work. So
fair enough.
Just step up.
Yep. Probably 50-50.
Yep.
Good to see Mumford back in. He provides a lot of drive and hardness around the ball. Now, talking about tanking, Sydney may be tanking because they're bringing Mitch Morton in. No offence to the bloke, but he's not a fantastic footballer. Who wins, boys?
It's going to be close at Eddie Hand.
Nah. Swans.
Yeah, you're going with Swans?
Yeah.
I am going to tip the Swans only because they have played Eddie Hand well. If this game had been at the G, I would have picked Carlton.
Yeah, so
but I'm going to go with Sydney.
Surprising that Robinson's been out for 3 weeks. But he was playing with a broken hand before that for a few weeks, so
yeah.
He hasn't come back in. To
hopefully he gets back in soon.
Yeah.
Last game of the round, which is Adelaide versus Essendon.
Yes, at Amy Stadium on Sunday. In for Adelaide, Aiden Riley, Sam Shaw, Richard Tambling, Sam Jacobs, and out David McKay with the toe, extended bench, because it's a Sunday game. And for Essendon, in Ricky Dyson, Sam Lonigan, Tate Pearce, Cale Hooker, Michael Hurley, Travis Collier, and out Monfries, Brent Stanton, and Corey DeLillo. Milestones, Joe Watson, 150 games, and Wenderlich, 100.
Essendon one word to describe Essendon's performance on Friday night, boys. Lucas, one word that described Essendon's performance. Hawthorn.
Oh. Atrocious.
Atrocious. One word?
Terribly terrible. I want to say another word, but I can't.
Really no, you can't say that on air. I'm going to go with tanking because they can't possibly have played that badly realistically because they were atrocious. Can they play that bad again?
Well, playing Adelaide at Amy is tough, but yeah. They're not going to get very close, I don't think, to Adelaide and Amy.
I don't think they will because Hurley, he wasn't in their forward line, so they didn't kick.
Oh, yeah. Having Hurley and Lonigan back in their back line and Hurley and Piers back in the forward line and then Dyson and Lonigan back in the back half and Hooker is back from suspension, so it's pretty good ins.
Yeah, but and then I think you can't underestimate the fact that Stanton's going out
and Monfries and DeLillo's been.
But the one I really see that's really important in all that is that Sammy Jacobs is coming back for the Crows. Their big ruckman's played every game apart from the one down at Geelong, and I'd go as far as saying if he had played on the weekend, they would have won that game.
Yeah, he's performing well. Yeah,
he's probably top two in the All-Australian ruckman category right now.
Yeah, from Ernie was playing at Carlton, I used to go watch him.
He's a good footballer.
When he played down in the VFL, and he was winning all the just too tall, too strong.
Yeah.
Don't know why they traded him, but
they couldn't keep him all on the list, that's why. So who wins this game, boys?
Adelaide would just be too strong, I reckon.
Lucas?
I'm going to do Essendon.
You're going to tip Essendon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Upset.
Not good, Lucas.
Upset.
I think you've just you've just lost your status as an expert panellist. You can just be a panellist from now on after that comment. Let's go back through the games, guys, and give our tips. Hawthorn vs Geelong tonight at the G.
Yeah, Hawks probably.
Hawks.
How much?
29.
33.
I'm going to say Hawthorn by 82. Doggies versus North.
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 North. GWS versus Port Adelaide at Skoda.
Airport.
Easy Port.
Port. The Derby. Freo versus West Coast at Paterson.
West Coast.
West Coast.
I'm going to go with West Coast. Collingwood versus St Kilda Saturday night at the G.
Pies will be too strong.
No pies.
St Kilda. Brisbane versus Richmond up at the Gabba.
Richmond.
Brisbane.
You're picking Richmond. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go with Brisbane. The Demons versus Gold Coast on Sunday at the MCG.
Back in the Suns.
Change my mind, I'll pick Suns.
I'm going Gold Coast as well. Carlton versus Sydney at Etihad.
Can't the Blues, but Sydney will win.
Sydney.
And last game of the round, Adelaide versus Essendon.
Adelaide by a lot.
Oh, Lucas. Wow. I'm going to go with Adelaide. That brings us to the end of our show today. Exciting round of football ahead of us. I look forward to dissecting it this week. By the end of this week, guys, this week's football, who do you think will be the premiership favourites?
Sydney, I still reckon.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sydney as well. I think Sydney's going to come out and they will flog Carlton.
I reckon
and
Adelaide might be a chance as well. If they beat Essendon, just stop Barry Confuring team. If they beat Essendon by a fair bit, then Adelaide's just come out of nowhere this season.
Okay, and who will be the biggest loser on the weekend?
Melbourne. Actually, Melbourne or GWS probably.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Melbourne. I think they're going to lose a lot of faith.
Thanks.
That brings us to the end
of our show. Stop barracking for your team.
Thank you to everyone for listening. Make sure you jump onto RadioCarrum.org and check out all our other shows. They are fantastic and well worth the listen. Make sure you keep those comments and questions and feedback on our RadioCarrum.org website. Like us on Facebook. We're up to about 55, 56 likes. We want to push up towards that 100. The more that we share with, the more that listen, the better. So, boys, thank you.
Okay, thanks for having us.
And we'll speak to you next week on Tuesday for another edition of Footy Frenzy.
Go the Blues. Go the Blues.
Who's in there, Valentine? They're very sure. They've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go. They're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McBee's in there. To use your laser or taser. Shaw kept it alive. McVay gets to look at the goal. With a right foot, but Aaron's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point and that goes. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down, Carmichael Hunt. All around Australia. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.